The stable face of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Florida congresswoman, is showing signs of strain, speaking of leadership shakeups. The persistence of the Bernie Sanders camp in the 2016 race has put Wasserman Schultz on the defensive. Is she the DNC chief for all Democrats or just pro-Hillary Clinton Democrats? Earlier this week, Tim Canova, the Democrat who is challenging Wasserman Schultz, claims she was playing favorites. And he's not the only one saying that. Her colleagues in the House are reinforcing the idea of unity despite the strains of a splintering party. And that's put Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the crosshairs. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd, is Wasserman Schultz in trouble?
Well, there were a lot of questions raised about that earlier this week, John. Everybody knows there's this split in the party. Everybody knows about Tim Canova, as you mentioned. Everybody knows that Bernie Sanders has backed Tim Canova in his primary challenge for her House seat. And everybody knows about the controversies between Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Sanders campaign on debate scheduling, the voter list database controversy, uproar and violence at the Nevada State Convention for Democrats, all of those things. And then some Democrats in the Senate, who, by the way, didn't want to be named, they only wanted to be anonymous, ran to some of the Capitol Hill press and said the only thing we're debating now is the color of the plate that Debbie's head should be delivered on. You get it? They say they want her out. Jeez. So that starts a whole nother round of questioning. I caught up with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I asked her just yesterday whether all of this was going to prevent her from being able to eventually unify the party between Bernie and Hillary Clinton factions.
No, not at all. I have, really been focused on making sure that at the same time we're wrapping up our primary, that we're going to get ready for the general election and this convention, which is in less than 60 days.
Did you ask her about the plate remark?
She gives, that's kind of her pat answer. Other reporters did ask her that, and she gave the exact same answer, so that's as far as she is going. So you dig down on this a little bit, and I went to some of the Bernie supporters in the House to find out how they feel. Raul Grijalva is a liberal. He's from Arizona. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter. He's happy that Sanders and the DNC and Clinton reached an agreement on the platform committee. Everybody gets certain delegates to the platform committee. Everybody's happy about that. But listen to Grijalva and the way he talks about her future.
I don't know. That's up to her and the leadership and certainly Barack and the presidential nominee. But I think if we're going to talk about unity, there has to be some a different attitude. And if she's not capable of the attitude, then obviously you find someone that can.
Wow.
So there's Raul Grijalva suggesting that Debbie Wasserman Schultz should go. But then I went to Keith Ellison. He's from Minneapolis, another Bernie supporter, who said everybody relax, but he didn't give any support to anyone at first. Here's Ellison.
If you pull the old press reports from 2008, at the end of these the primary cycle, there's always a little combustion, and it's fine. It's part of the democratic process.
But John, then we parted ways and Keith Ellison went back on the floor to vote. And then about 10 minutes later, he came and found me after some conversations on the floor. And he said he had something to add. He asked me to turn on my microphone.
The last thing in the world we need in our quest to beat Donald Trump is some big fight over who the DNC chair is going to be. We need unity around that issue. And as far as I know, Debbie is going to finish out her term. I personally support her. And I just wanted to say that.
He went back on the floor and had some discussions.
Yeah.
Now, he is a strong Bernie supporter, and that might tell you something about Debbie Wasserman Schultz's prospects. Of course, these reports sent me and everybody else running to party leaders to find out whether they are going to help see Debbie Wasserman Schultz through to the convention. And that a lot of that depends on Bernie Sanders and how hard he continues to go at her leadership. If this story goes away, then she'll be fine. If she becomes a distraction from the candidate or the candidates, then it's a problem. Nancy Pelosi, after about the ninth question on this yesterday, got a little bit annoyed.
I'm not going to get involved in conversations about personality. I told you that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has the respect of her colleagues in the House for her hard work to unify and to win the elections.
Huh. Well, I mean, what do you expect her to say, right?
Well, she could say a lot of things, except her backing of old ally Debbie Wasserman Schultz goes a long way. Vice President Joe Biden and other party leaders said the same thing. She's probably safe for now, but this continues, Sean.
She passes the test, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it.